What is up, young adults? Thanks for tuning in today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Also, follow us at YA_PowerOfLove. And as always, thanks for tuning in.
Hey, what's up, young adults? It's Mirari back with you on the podcast. I pray that everyone had a great Christmas. Now, today's podcast, going to jump right into it. I'm going to go to Hebrews 12:14, and I'm going to read that in the NLT. Hebrews 12:14, it says, work on living in peace with everyone and work at living a holy life. For those who are not holy will not see the Lord. Holiness is living for God. Amen. You can't just coast along doing what everybody else is doing and be holy. It takes effort. I feel like everything takes effort, you know. Trying to live a healthy lifestyle, being a great parent, you know, great friend, leader. It takes effort, amen? It takes grit. That's a new word for me. So I looked up grit, and it means courage and resolve, strength of character. It means doing what God wants you to do too, even when you might want to do something else. How many of you been there? I know I have. You know, the rewards are tremendous when you obey him. Now, today's verse says, without holiness, no one will see the Lord. You know, does that mean if you're holy, you will see him? Yes, that's what it says. In John 14:21, let's turn there. It says, John 14:21. If y'all hear shuffling, most of y'all know I have 3 dogs, so they're always by my side. So I apologize for that. John 14:21. Those who accept my commands and obey them are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them. And I will love them and reveal myself to each of them. In other words, if you live the way I'm talking about right now, you know, doing things that are pleasing to God, Jesus will show himself to you. He becomes so real to you through the Bible that is if like he's standing right there, like if he's with you, right in front of you. I know, you know, whenever I get in the word, it's like a whole different atmosphere. You know, you feel his presence. Amen. And if you don't keep getting in the word, keep seeking him every day, day and night. Amen. That's what the Bible says. You know, that's enough reason to live holy. But there are even more rewards. When you obey God, when you live a holy lifestyle, the rewards are unmatched. Unmatched. There's no reward that can compare to it. Now, let's look at one of the rewards, you know, is in, let's go to John 1:5-18. John 1:5-18. I'm still in the NLT. 5:18. It says, we know that God's children do not make a practice of sinning, for God's Son holds them securely, and the evil one cannot touch them. Did y'all hear that? If you live holy, this is one of the rewards. Satan cannot touch you. Can you imagine what a life would be like if Satan couldn't lay a finger on you? Well, that's the way God wants you, your life to be. He wants to see you free, that Satan can't hurt you in any way. If you're living holy, when you pray, you won't feel guilty for things you've been doing. Now, this right here, I feel like it's a big one, you know? If you're living a holy life, when you pray, it's not always going to be a prayer of, you know, Lord, forgive me for such and such, or, you know, and guess what? Yeah, God is so merciful that he'll forgive your sins, you know, but you don't want to every single time you come to prayer, be asking for forgiveness, or, you know, it shouldn't be like that. You're living a holy lifestyle. It should be, you know, every single day. It should be your life, you know, to live holy. Let's look at First John 3:21-22. And it says, I'm still in the NLT. Dear friends, if we don't feel guilty, we can come to God with bold confidence. 22. And if we will receive from him whatever we ask because we obey him and do the things that please him, and this is his commandment, we must believe in the name of his son Jesus Christ and love one another just as he commanded us, and just as he commanded us. That is our hearts. Don't condemn us, then we will have confidence before God. Do you know why so many people's prayers fail to be answered? It's not because God doesn't do his part. It's because the people have no confidence when they go before God in prayer. There's no confidence there. There's lack of word. There's lack of, you know, what is the word I'm looking for? They couldn't ask in faith. You know, they don't have faith in that. It's like, I think Pastor Sandy said in one of the service, you know, you have more faith in, how does she say it? People have more faith in, like, they go for prayer for, you know, finances and getting a job, but then when it comes to their healing, is like, where, you know, they don't believe, or they, you know, they don't have no faith in that area, you know. They couldn't ask in faith because their hearts condemned them about the sin in their lives. You know, people's prayers, like I said, people's prayers fail to be answered. It's not because God doesn't do his part. It's because the people had no confidence when they went before prayer in God. Before they went God in, you know, in prayer. They couldn't ask in faith because their hearts condemned them about the sin in their lives. Get rid of sin. Amen. Like I said, God's so merciful that he'll forgive all your sins, you know. Live a holy lifestyle. Deep inside, you know whether or not you're giving God top priority. And I know we're going into, we have, let me see, what's today, the 27th? We have 1, 2, 3, 4 more days. The year's not over. You start today. You know, start where you're at. Start today. You still have this year, 2022, before going to 2023, go into the new year, living a holy lifestyle. You know, start today. Make the decision today to live for God and live holy. The rewards are unmatched. They're amazing. Amen. And I encourage you, I'm going to leave you here, to get an accountability partner. You know, get somebody that's, you know, you feel that is stronger. Amen. Get you some scriptures. Continue to seek the Lord. Continue to get in your word. And trust me, it's going to be, and you'll see a tremendous change. You'll start seeing the rewards. You'll start reaping, you know, what the Lord has for you. Amen. And I'm going to go ahead and leave you there. I pray that this, you know, podcast encourages you. I love you guys, and we'll see you at our last young adult service, which is December 30th. You don't want to miss it. Invite someone. Bring someone with you on this last service. It's going to be fire. Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks again for tuning in. Don't forget, you can always stay up to date with us and even message us on Instagram at YA_PowerOfLove. Thanks again, and we'll see you on the next one.